Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
For consumers in any industry, competition can be a wonderful thing. This is just as true in the world of video games, where rivalries and competitions amongst consoles, companies, games, characters, and gimmicks have helped push the boundaries on what is possible. The gaming industry can be more passionately opinion-based than most of its entertainment contemporaries, so proclaiming a winner for the biggest showdowns can be difficult. Nevertheless, there are certain rivalries out there that most gamers will unite behind, and agree that the case of a competition between the two has been fairly rounded out. I am Kirsten from What Culture Gaming, and these are 10 video game rivalries that always had clear winners. Number 10, Mortal Kombat vs. Street Fighter. The roots of this clash were laid down during the console wars of the 1990s, where Nintendo's Street Fighter II proved to be an addictive, arcade-like experience on the SNES system and the Sega Genesis's Mortal Kombat, the more intense, gory game to go to. Brutal cinematics and the overall feel of Mortal Kombat has become more like a big blockbuster release over the years, compared to Street Fighter. The ever-increasing array of crossovers and cameos helped it break boundaries and burst into wider markets, while Street Fighter has become laser-focused on the esports scene over anything else. Number 9, Rock Band vs. Guitar Hero. With over 20 games released between both franchises between 2005 and 2015, it's clear the rhythm music scene was once a very lucrative one to be part of. Harmonix Music System Inc. had actually developed both games along the same lines, with the initial Rock Band release looking and feeling a lot like the Guitar Hero debut that came before. Whilst both games became exhausted with endless sequels, it's clear Rock Band's reach and popularity has always been much larger than Guitar Hero. Instead of shoehorning in one specific instrument, Rock Band has been able to pull in more fans by presenting them with every other instrument to grace a live stage performance. Number 8, GTA vs. Saints Row. Grand Theft Auto is the world's third highest selling video game franchise of all time, with 310 million sales to date. GTA 3 and Vice City marked the franchise stepping into the world of 3D open worlds, and that's where the Rockstar era really kicked off, as the competition with Saints Row really emerged. Saints Row and similar competitors certainly aren't bad games by any stretch of the imagination, it's just that there's absolutely no way to compete with the hype that comes with any GTA announcement. GTA San Andreas 4 and 5 have all been declared as some of the most acclaimed and influential titles of their time, and the continued popularity of GTA 4 in particular, even 7 years after its first release, goes a long way in highlighting just how far out ahead Rockstar have become. Number 7, Wii vs. Kinect. Motion controls were the hot gimmick of the late 2000s. Whilst other companies did try to dabble in the craze, the great rivalry over the motion controls was between the Nintendo Wii and the Xbox Kinect. The Wii has racked up over 100 million sales to date, with the likes of Wii Sports selling over 80 million copies. The Wii kept the cash flowing by introducing various extensions and accessories such as wheels and guns for fans to lap up. The Kinect, on the other hand, initially attempted to compete with this popularity by developing its own series of specifically designed family-friendly titles. However, it quickly became clear with every release of a Wii Sports Resort or Mario Kart Wii that Xbox were fighting a losing battle. This rivalry, much like most Kinects, was promptly shelved. Number 6, PS4 vs. Xbox One. It's fair to say that the Xbox 360 and PS3 were two genuinely solid options for gamers. The PS3 was perhaps the more famous brand before launch, but the Xbox 360 gave the world Halo and the infamous Xbox Live craze. There's no denying that PlayStation hit back hard with the PS4, however. Featuring the most powerful hardware seen to date, Sony practically shut Microsoft out of the gaming sphere for a while with the announcement of exclusives like Marvel's Spider-Man and God of War. The results of these exclusives have been pretty damning for Xbox fans. To date, the PS4 has just surpassed over 107 million sales, compared to the 87 million for the PS3, whereas the Xbox One is stuck at 46 million units, just over half what the Xbox 360 sold, and even putting it behind the Nintendo Switch. Number 5, Call of Duty vs. Battlefield. Activision's Call of Duty began back in 2003 and quickly grew from a simplistic shoot-'em-up set during World War II to a diverse and influential collection of titles. The series have sold over 250 million copies and pulled in over $15 billion over the years, so it's understandable why so many rivals have tried to compete. And no games company likes cashing in more than EA. Their Battlefield series began life as PC-only titles, but by the mid-2000s it was in direct competition with Activision and Call of Duty across all the major consoles. Call of Duty has been able to pull in Hollywood A-list stars and Academy Award winners to their games over the years to generate hype and increase the scope they possess. This allowed Call of Duty to really take over the multiplayer scene, once thought to be Battlefield's unreachable fortress, far surpassing its rivals in terms of overall sales and positive reception. Number 4, FIFA vs. PES. Every year, gamers all around the world unite in slating the annual release of EA's FIFA, promising themselves and everyone around that they're definitely switching it up by buying its rival, Pro Evolution Soccer. And then the next year rolls around, everyone buys FIFA, and then the process repeats. What makes this all the more harder to swallow is the fact that, by all accounts, Pro Evolution Soccer is the far superior game in terms of gameplay. Games run much smoother, feel more realistic, feature more detailed visuals, and offer far more interesting and creative modes to play through. Sadly though, the last few years' sales are pretty damning on which of these rivals is coming out on top. FIFA 19 sold 20 million copies compared to less than a million recognized sales for Pro Evolution Soccer 2019. Number 3, Dota 2 vs. League of Legends. The pillars of massive online multiplayer battle arenas, the League vs. Dota debate is one of the longest standing and fiercest back and forths in gaming. Whilst it's generally agreed that Dota has the higher competitive skill ceiling, it's more challenging for newcomers to simply pick up and play, and boasts the most lucrative esports competition in the world with its international tournaments. It still doesn't have the player or event count of its Riot Games counterpart. League of Legends currently boasts an active player count of 80 million player users per month, earning it the nickname of the most played video game in the world. In comparison, Dota has been on a steady downward spiral in terms of its player count since 2016, dropping as low as just 615k in January of this year. Number 2, Mario vs. Sonic. Arguably the most famous mascot rivalry of all time, Nintendo Super Mario was the most famous and successful 2D platformer for its day by the time Sega rolled around with rival Sonic. It's fair to say that Sonic initially had the edge to this rivalry, stunning the world with impressive visuals and lightning-fast speed in comparison to Nintendo's current game engine. However, from the initial rush onwards, there's only been one winner. The success of Super Mario 64 on the N64 put Sega on the back foot in the race to mastering 3D gaming, and the Sonic series has arguably never really found a steady home in the scene to this day. Number 1, PS1 vs. N64. Nintendo had some seriously high hopes for the N64 when it released all the way back in 1996. Its hardware capabilities were front, center, and obvious as the next step in the evolution of gaming. It saw off competition from the Sega Saturn, but Sony's shiny new PlayStation promised to be a much harder rival to dismiss. In comparison to the N64's use of cartridges, Sony changed things up by using CD-ROMs. This immediately made producing games faster, didn't eat into memory, and for developers was much cheaper too. Who had been planning to release titles like Final Fantasy VII on the N64 switched allegiances to Sony, and companies such as Konami ended up releasing nearly 50 titles for the PlayStation for every two or three they made for the N64. The titles Nintendo released remained solid throughout the N64's lifespan, but it was clear that the production and profit margins were with Sony.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.